once again here at the 131st American Seed Trade Association's annual meeting here in Indianapolis, Indiana. And John Schonecker, who is currently the first vice chair and will be taking over the reins for the next year, sitting here with me. First of all, talk to me a little bit about your role as first vice chair and what you'll be tackling next year.
Okay, thanks, Jamie. Yes, as first vice chair, I've been very active in our organization for a number of years and, you know, helping support the chairman and in his duties and the work we've been doing. One of the things we've done in the last couple of years is we really built a new strategic plan for the organization. And all our board was very involved in talking to our members to find out really what they need, their expectations, their ideas on where we should go. So we finished that up about a year and a half, 2 years ago. So now as we go through the chairs, we're working to implement various portions of that.
Well, as we are into 2014 and moving on to the next year, you've talked a lot this week about advocacy and how we can communicate with our producers and the consumers alike, and in helping them to understand what our goals and purpose are. Kind of elaborate on that.
Yeah, I will. Thanks. As I take the handoff from Craig Newman, our current chair, as I become chair, one of my focuses will be advocacy. That's part of our strategic plan, something we need to do to get the word out on our seed business and the good things we do in our business for our customers, the farmer, growers, producers, and how that impacts the consumer. But more importantly, probably, to get our message to influencers in the media, out in politics, with our legislators, and we're going to work to try and educate our members a little bit about making their voice heard, kind of our theme for the year, and get them and ask them to have a dialogue with their representatives, congressmen, local politicians, to really talk about our business, to help them understand, to educate them, you know, and to drive our issues and to make our voice heard about what our needs are, you know, in the political area and the legal and regulatory area.
Well, you took the words right out of your mouth, because I was getting ready to ask you, next year the theme for the annual meeting is Make Your Voice Heard, and I was going to ask, what does that mean? So let's kind of elaborate a little bit more on that and what you guys are going to be doing leading up to next year's event to make your all's voice heard.
Yeah, in fact, our next event a year from now will be in Washington, D.C. As part of that, we'll have a little event kind of pre-convention called Storm the Hill. So we'll bring our members in, work with them for a day or so, talking about the issues, helping them understand the ins and outs of the issues that are, you know, current on the Hill. At that time, give them some background on talking to folks, their legislators, make them feel comfortable with the process. Really quite interesting. I've done it a few times myself. First time, you've got some trepidation. Quickly overcome that. Folks on the Hill want to hear from, you know, voting members in their districts what their wants and needs are and what their issues are. So we'll help them get comfortable with that, and then we'll help them make arrangements to see their legislator, to go talk about issues they have with their business and with seed, to make their voice heard, basically.
Well, sounds like an awesome plan, and the key to that was preparing them and educating them on talking points and making them feel comfortable to voice their opinions, and so they can be heard. Also looking into the next coming year and your role as chairman, what do you see? You know, we can't predict the markets and the weather and stuff, but what do you see the outlook to be like?
Well, it's going to be mixed. You know, we handle all different seed types. We like to say from alfalfa to zucchini. You know, each of those different sectors are, you know, have different market forces working on them. I come from a vegetable seed company, so we're breeders, producers in 24 different species. So a big part, you know, 50% of the vegetables and fruits are grown in California. That's where our company's based, so that's a big market for us. Got a tremendous water shortage these days, and it's certainly impacting production, where production's occurring, and so we have to be sensitive to that. That'll impact some of the, you know, the crops we sell, the seed we sell, where we sell it. Some of that acreage may move. Different parts of the state where there is more water may move out of state, so we've got to be there with the right products for those markets under those circumstances. Other crop types are going to have other, you know, forces driving them in the marketplace. You know, you're from cattle production, so you know about the price of corn and what that's doing. Acreage of corn is down. So with that sort of market situation, folks in the corn seed are going to just have a really different sort of business than they've been, you know, enjoying the last few years. So it's really going to be crop by crop, and you really have to talk to the experts in each of those to get the inside scoop. But, you know, we try to, as ASTA, be sensitive to those needs of our, you know, of our members and, you know, react accordingly depending on the particular circumstances of the members.
Well, that sums it up. I think a lot of people may not understand the wide variety of seed dealing that, because it's ever so encompassing from the fruit and vegetables to our forages and other types of crops. Once again, thank you for sitting down and take a few minutes talking with John Schonaker, who is the upcoming chairman of the American Seed Trade Association here at the 131st annual meeting here in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm Jamie Johansson.